Very good. Again, we thank you very much for coming tonight. Happy to see you come along. And just remind you that these gospel meetings will go each night this week until Friday night at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8. And then again on Sunday night from 7 to 8, but at 5:30 on Sunday night as a potluck dinner downstairs before the gospel meeting. We have up before us the roadmap, and it's, you know, we used to always carry a big map with us in the car, so when we got to some place we weren't familiar with, well, you get the map out, and you sometimes have to go to the index and find out where the place was that you were going. But you want to know, you want to be able to get there. And each one of us are traveling, as you can see at the top of the chart, we're traveling out into eternity. And God has given us a roadmap, and really He wants us to realize that He wants us to be in heaven. There is on the bottom corner, there is the broad road, it's called, and if you follow it down, if death comes across that broad road, and then after that, you see there that the body will go to the grave, but the soul of you and I will live on forever. It's eternal. And if you have never come to know Christ as your Savior, the soul will be in hell and eventually come up. And last night we talked about that great judgment seat of Christ, the great white throne. Not the judgment seat of Christ, but the judgment of Christ at the great white throne. And eventually the lake of fire. But it's our desire, and that's why we have gospel meetings, as you'll see the hand there pointing to the door and the cross on the door. And when Christ died on the cross, He opened the door to heaven. And He says, "By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Know your sins forgiven, know peace with God, and know that heaven is your home." And so we will look at that again a little later on. But it's interesting, and in fact, it's good that you know where you're at as you journey out into eternity. Am I on the broad road? We all start there. We're all sinners on the sight of God. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we need to know the truth of coming to know Christ as our Savior. So we're going to look tonight at 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. Now, if you have a Bible, good. If you don't, we're going to have it right up here, our verse that we're going to look at tonight. 1 Timothy 1 and 15, and it says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1, 15. When we teach the kids Bible verses, it's important that they learn where it's at. So we always taught them where it was found at the beginning and where it's found at the end again. But here our verse tonight, the truth of the gospel, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1 and 15. So the question is, am I a sinner? And I don't know if I'll get around to telling you how I got saved, but as I look at that, I look back to the age of 10, when I received the Lord Jesus as my Savior. It was gospel meetings like this in a little country church just outside of Melfort, Saskatchewan. And I still look down and see the sitting on the front row that night and sitting with my best friend. And the two of us, my uncle were going over scriptures with us, trying to show us how we could come to know Christ as our Savior. Nobody had to tell us that we were sinners. We knew we were sinners. We were taught that from our youth up, and the Word of God would bring that before us. That's our need, that because we are sinners, there will be no sin in heaven, and we need to know our sins forgiven. So we're going to take Jesus as a acrostic, and we're going to use the letters from the word Jesus for our lesson tonight. So the first one we'll look at is the J out of the name Jesus and the journey. And the Lord Jesus came on a journey. It says that Christ Jesus came into the world. Where did he come from? Where was he to begin with? Who was he? He came on a journey. The Bible tells us that he was, and he is, and he always will be. He is God. And when he was born in Bethlehem's manger, the angels gave him the name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He made this journey and had a purpose for coming to earth. I've heard people say that Jesus came to earth so that he would understand us better. He created us. He knows all about us. He knows our heart. He knows everything about us. But he came to earth so that maybe we could understand him a little better. He lived for 33 years upon this earth. And while he was here on the earth, he did miracles, he did signs, he did wonders to show those around him the power of God, the love of God, the greatness of God. He raised those that had died. He raised them back to life. He walked on the water. He gave sight to the blind. And as he walked on the earth, he taught men and women and boys and girls about the greatness of God and the love of God. But he always knew that he came to earth, that he knew he would go to Calvary. He knew that his journey here would take him eventually to the hill far away just outside the city of Jerusalem. And there he would die on the cross. He came, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And you know, there's times when we've asked people, are you a sinner? And there are some people that, well, yes, who isn't a sinner? But there's other people, they do not like to think that they are a sinner. And if you're not a sinner, Christ didn't come to save you. He said, those that think they are righteous, he didn't come to save the righteous. He came to save those that are sinners, that are on the road to hell. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. And he came to save you and I. And you and I are on a journey. Just like the Lord Jesus left the splendors of heaven. The songwriter puts it this way. He left the splendors of heaven, knowing his destiny. 'Twas the lonely hill of Golgotha. There he laid down his life for me. But we also are on a journey. And God knew. When he created man, he knew that man would rebel, man would sin against him. And because of Adam and Eve, and the Bible tells us because of Adam's sin, his sin was passed upon all, for all have sinned. And our journey, as we go out into eternity, there are only two roads. There are many religions, and people ask you at times, what religion, which religion, how will we know what religion is right? And we don't have the answer for that. We don't know. But what we do know is that there's many religions, but there's only one way to heaven. And that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we make our way out into eternity, Jesus Christ wants us to know that he loved us and he died for us, that we might be in heaven for all eternity. What about you tonight? What road are you on? Are you still on the broad road? Or are you on the narrow road that leadeth to life and leadeth to heaven? There is the narrow road. I did it in gold. Reminds us of heaven. And there is the broad road that leadeth to destruction. We all start on the broad road. But we don't need to finish there. And that is why we have gospel meetings like this, to bring before you the truth that Christ Jesus came into the world. John 3:16 would remind us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not remain on the broad road, but know what it is to be on the narrow road that leadeth to life. So as we move on, be honest in your own heart and your own soul. Which road are you on tonight? Or do you know, or have you even thought about it? It's important that you know where you're at tonight. Then the letter E would remind us of eternity. Those things that are eternal. And Jesus Christ is eternal. He is God. He had no beginning and He has no end. Again, as I mentioned, He was and He is and He always will be. We have a beginning. For me, it was January the 19th, 1945. That was my beginning. But we have no ending. We have a soul that will live forever and ever. As God created man, as He made the form in the dust of the, from the dust of the earth, and there He created the image of a man. And that man was Adam. And Adam lay there lifeless, a piece of dirt. But it says that God breathed into man the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And a living soul is this. Why did He say He became a living soul? Because God breathed into him God's breath. And God's breath is eternal. It was, it is, and it always will be. And He breathed into man the breath of life. And that form became a living soul. And so He made it body, soul, and spirit. And we have a soul that will live forever and ever and ever. And that is why Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He knows that our soul will go on forever and ever. And He wants us to be in heaven where He is. I worked with different fellows. I worked with a guy in the sawmill. Warehouser sawmill, and he was a fellow that took care of sharpening all the saw. But he was a very, very ungodly man. He would say that he did not believe in God, and he would tell you that when he died, he was going to die like a dog, and they'd just bury him 6 feet under the ground, and that would be the end of it. He said, "I don't believe what you say about a soul that lives forever." I said, "You know, it doesn't matter really what you believe or not. It doesn't change God's word." I don't know how this fellow figured that his word was stronger than God's. But you know, God tells us from His word, and He's proven to us, and His word gives us assurance that God cannot lie. He does not lie. He is God. And I said, "Pete, you're going to face God one day. You're not going to die like a dog. You're going to be raised up again from the dead." God, and again, there's people that they say they don't believe in God, and yet they want their body burned, and then for some reason they want their ashes scattered across the ocean. Why? Because they figure God can never gather them up again. Yeah, the weakness and the silliness of man. When you think of Almighty God, the Bible says that He will gather the ashes, and He will gather them again. And the soul of those that are saved, when their body will be raised up from the dead, and their soul will be reunited with their body, and they will be in heaven with the Savior for all eternity. Those that are not saved, those that did not want to believe in God, those that died on the broad road in their sin, their body will be resurrected. Their soul will be united with their body again. They will be in hell for all eternity. Hell and eventually the lake of fire. We are going out into eternity. And again, I just want to remind you, that's why Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He knows that each one of us are making our way out, and for some, today, they went out into eternity. I'm not sure if I told you here or not, but if I did, I'll tell you again. Where we live, about a half hour away, is a little place called Oso. And it'd be probably a couple of years ago now. Saturday morning, 10:30. This little country community it's out in the country. There's a little bit of a town. There's a fire station and a church and an old schoolhouse and a store. But this little community of about 40 homes was about another 5 miles out, and it was on a bit of a hillside. And up behind them were the mountains. Now, the mountains are like yours here. They have trees on it, but they're not all solid rock. They were dirt and sand and some rock. And for some reason, that hillside gave way. That hillside came down, and as it came down, there's the still warmish river at the bottom of it. And all that dirt and mud and sand went through that river, pretty good sized river, and it picked up all that water, and it just had to come up a little bit, and then down over where these homes were. And as it picked up that water, and churned that water with the mud and the sand, it was just mud deep as the houses. And it went down over those homes, and there was not a home that you could see when it was done. I think around 40 homes, 43 people, from the time that slide started until it was done, 13 and a half seconds. And in 13 and a half seconds, 43 souls went out into eternity. Forever and ever and ever. There will be some that were saved. There were some that weren't saved. There were those went to heaven, and there were those that were lost forever. 13 and a half seconds. No wonder Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Eternity before us is heaven, or there is hell. God sends no one to hell. He gave His Son to die on the cross, that you and I might be saved, that we might know our sins forgiven and know where we will be for all eternity. Then we have the letter S. Sin is the problem. Sin keeps us out of heaven. Sin separates us from God. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It is from the judgment of sin that we need to be saved tonight. Those of you that are younger, to those that are older, we need to know that we can't be sure about tomorrow. If you would have asked anybody in that little community there of Oso on Friday night or a little earlier Saturday morning, if they thought that they were going to go out into eternity that day, no. But none of us did. We don't know the day nor the hour that we will pass from death unto life, that's salvation, but from death unto death. We don't know when God will close His hand upon our breath. But He says, we need to be ready. Sin is a problem, and we've all sinned. And Christ Jesus came into the world. He took the punishment of sin for you and I. This problem of sin is universal. It is the world over. And that is why the Bible would tell us that God so loved the world.
the whole world.
However, salvation is personal. It's between you and God. And God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that if you and I, whosoever believeth in Him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. So what we need to realize tonight is that it is not only the sin of the world, not only the sin of my neighbors, but it's my sin that is separating me from God. It is my sin that is keeping me out of heaven. It is my sin that sent the Savior to the cross of Calvary. So tonight, you need a Savior. And again, Christ Jesus came into the world to be your Savior. He came into the world that you and I might have eternal life, that we may have our sins forgiven. He came for sinners, and He loves sinners, and He loves you and I tonight. So is Jesus Christ your Savior? What are you depending upon tonight to get you to heaven? Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? He is the only way. I think I mentioned last night when we were in the rest home yesterday, this older lady asked me, "What religion are you?" And I said, "Oh, we're Christian." And she looked at me and I said, "We would teach that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven." And I don't think she believed that. She said, "If you say so." I said, "Well, He says in the Bible that He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by Him." And again, she just said, "If you say so." What about you tonight? I'm not sure that she really believed what I told her. But He is the only way. And Jesus has come that He might bring salvation to you tonight. So we look at the chart again just for a minute. Take a look at it. There you have eternity. There you have heaven at the top and hell at the bottom. There you have the broad road and the door and the cross that leads to eternal life. The narrow road. Which road are you on? And how did you get there? We all start off on the broad road. And the only way to heaven is through the door. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the door. By Me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." So let us just remember, sin is a problem. And if you're not saved tonight, sin is your problem. And the Lord Jesus is your answer. He is the only answer if you ever hope to be in heaven. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He went to that cross, and He suffered, He bled, and He died for you and I, that we might know what it is that we'll be in heaven. As I look at that word heaven, it looks kind of blurry. Is heaven blurry to you? Do you really know for sure? Can you say that you know you're going to be in heaven? It's all about you. You and God. Salvation is personal. We'd love to see you saved. Your mom and dad would like to see you saved. But it's between you and God. No one else can save you. You must come. You must choose if you're going to be saved or if you're going to be lost. If you're going to receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior or if you won't. Remember, here's our verse. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15. We trust that you will come tonight. What is there that you don't understand? Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And He came to save you.